Live. Uncensored. Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
Okay, we're back. Henry, I stand corrected. The issue of the foreword that this ad was in, not an article now, but an ad, is the current issue for this week, and it does talk about the German citizenship EU passport, and it encourages people to contact the Friedman Law Group and the German Citizenship Project for that candidacy, so they can help you if you're a Jew to become a dual citizen now of Europe, Germany, Israel, and after all, the whole world. So, but only if you're a Holocaust survivor.
Yeah, oh, I see. Uh-huh. Right, I see. Uh-huh. And that's an October issue, obviously. Okay,
yes.
But see, here's the hypocrisy. So you have to be Jewish to be a citizen in Israel,
uh-huh,
or to migrate to Israel. But you see what their thinking is? But however, all the Western white countries of Europe and Australia and New Zealand and America, they should just be very open and very tolerant and just let any and everything of every group or every third world country and everything become citizens of their country, whether illegal, legal, illegal, or what. They should, you know, press 3 and 2 whenever they call a utility company to hear even, you know, their own language in English. But you see, if you go to Israel, I guarantee you, you're not going to be pressing 2 or 3 on a touch-tone phone pad to hear Hebrew.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you
see,
make
we haven't
bet?
Heard any of the presidential candidates bring up this issue, though, huh? Duplicity, have we?
No, actually,
I wonder why.
Yeah, yeah. Well, actually, they got free trips when they, you know, when they're running, right?
Except Giuliani's whole staff now is basically owned by Israel. The whole campaign staff.
Yeah,
he's already ready now to implement World War III anyway.
Yeah, now something else you said. You were talking about the thing with nations. Now, I'm not a Christian, but you said somewhere in your Bible it says that Lucifer wanted to bring all the nations together.
Well, yeah, that's his whole goal, is to have a one-world system under his control, though.
Right, but you said it said something there that supposedly, I mean, the man who wrote that particular book claimed that God told him that no, they had to be separate. Do you just connect?
Well, that's the whole point you go right from the Old Testament, particularly in Leviticus, and, you know, right from Genesis, Leviticus, the separation, the division, the separate creation of the races. Obviously, the races were not one. See, that's the thing, you know, when you go into political philosophies,
yeah,
you look at, for instance, communism preaches the idea of egalitarianism, okay?
Right.
Essentially, no race at all. And Nazism preaches the idea of one race. Now,
right,
both of them are essentially identical philosophies.
Yeah, they're extreme, too.
Well,
yeah,
they're both identical philosophies, you see? So
yeah,
when you come right down to it, there's a flaw in every one of human mankind's philosophical concepts about what we should be as a world. See, the world should not be united. The world should be divided up, and it should be made up of individual nations. You say, well, now if that's the case, then extreme nationalism leads to wars. And quite the contrary. In fact, it's internationalism and interventionism on behalf of peace that has led to more wars than all of the other wars that existed before the 20th century.
Yeah, you know, that's what Cooper said, the same thing. He said these globalists do all this killing and bombing,
yeah,
and to get their world order to have permanent world peace. But what I want you to quote is that just tell me, like, what section, page, what chapter, where it actually said that God says it should be, you know, separate stations.
Well,
separate
if
nations.
I have time, I will look it up for you specifically, which chapter, which verse. But then we have another caller following you now who might be able to get into some of that as well. He's another Bible scholar. Thank you very much for the call, Henry. We will talk to Joe next in the Church of Smyrna. I'm Rick Adams. Stay tuned.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special. Call and ask about the free shipping offer until October 15th, 2007, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, packet F, 888-211-1715, again, 888-211-1715, or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
We've just been too busy setting up our businesses. We didn't pay enough attention to what was going on around us. We allowed a bunch of thieves and murderers to get control.
And we are back now. We will continue our program. We're talking primarily, though, about the law of the sea treaty, LOST, as it's called by the acronym. And there's a lot more I'd like to get into with this, because it's essential that you all get on the phones and flood the Senate, the U.S. Senate, right now, this week, next week, because within 3 weeks it may all be over if they respond to the pressure from the Bush administration and the internationalist, criminal, globalist elite. Then they're going to go through with it. And, well, you know what I've been telling you. We're going to see the total end of our sovereignty and the oceans and the ocean floor, everything that surrounds the United States. All right, let's take another call. 800-313-9443. Joe from the Church of Smyrna, I believe. Is that right?
Yes, Rick.
Hello, Joe. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Very good.
I'd like to bring forth the Father's word, Rick, if I could.
Yes, you may.
You see, it's all has been written as to how it's going to shake down and come down in the end times.
Mm-hmm.
And if we know before the fact what's going to happen, we won't be surprised.
No.
And it'll put us at ease and at comfort to know exactly how it's going to come to pass.
Well, I know he wins in the end. That's all I know.
Yes, and it's all written here, and if I can bring it forth a little bit.
Yes.
Revelation chapter 18, verse 3. For all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. That's all nations, by the way. And the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. Notice the stock market lately?
Mm-hmm.
Let's skip down to verse 7. How much she had glorified herself and lived deliciously, so much torment and sorrow give her. For she saith in her heart, I sit a queen, and am no riddle, and am no widow, and shall mm-hmm. see no sorrow. You see, we as true Christians say our widows. Our husband died 2,000 years ago. And these people are saying, I'm a queen because my Jesus has returned already.
Mm-hmm.
You know what Jesus I'm referring to.
Mm-hmm.
The Savior of the flesh age. All right, I'm going to go back to the seas. Now, this has got to do with the seas. It's all about who controls the seas, even in the first world age. It all happened before. Daniel chapter 11, verse 45. And he shall plant the tabernacles of his palace between the seas of the glorious holy mountain. We know where the holy mountain is, Mount Zion, Mount Jerusalem. Yet he shall come to his end, and none shall help him. Okay, now we're going to go over to Ezekiel chapter 27 and 28. Chapter 27, for those that want to take a look, it's the beast system of the book of Revelation, the one world system, as a ship. Chapter 27 is the one world beast system as a ship, and how that all the nations of the world partook in building this ship. It's all different types of wood that were used from different countries, and they all assembled everything together and made this beautiful ship of Babylon of the end times.
Mm-hmm.
A beautiful analogy for those that want to take a look. A couple of verses from it. 26. Thy rowers have brought thee into great waters. The east wind hath broken thee in the midst of the seas. There's the seas. The riches and thy fears, thy merchandise, thy mariners and the pilots, thy caulkers, and the occupiers of thy merchandise, and all the men of war that are in thee, and in all thy company, which is in the midst of thee, shall fall into the midst of the seas, in the day of thy ruin. Now catch, in chapter 28, you'll find out exactly who was and where this seat of authority was and who was sitting in the seat. This happened in the first world age and the second world age. I'm touching on three or four verses and I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
Ezekiel 28, starting with 2. Son of man, say unto the prince of Tyrus. Tyrus means rock. Their rock is not our rock, in Deuteronomy 32. Thus saith the Lord God, because thine heart is lifted up, and thou hast said, I am God. I sit in the seat of God in the midst of the seas. There's your seas again. Yet thou art man and not God. And though thou set thine heart as the heart of God, behold, thou art wiser than Daniel. They're very wise. The Kenites are very, very wise. There is no secret that they can hide from thee. Okay, I'm going to skip down to the king of Tyre. That's verse 12.
All right.
See, this world age.
Mm-hmm.
Son of man, take up a lamentation unto the king of Tyrus. Tyrus is the rock. That's the false rock. And say unto him, thus saith the Lord God, thou sealest up the sum, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. Verse 14. Thou art the anointed cherub that covereth, and I have set thee so. Thou wast upon the holy mountain of God. That holy mountain of God today. His favorite spot on this whole earth. Thou hast walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. Thou wast perfect in thy ways from the days that thou wast created. This is not the Palestinians. iniquity was found in thee. But the multitude of thy merchandise they have filled the midst of thee with violence, and thou hast sinned. Therefore I will cast thee as profaned out of the holy mountain of God, and I will destroy thee, O covering cherub. Supernatural, from the midst of the stones of fire.
Mm-hmm.
Be comforted, people. It's all written in the Father's word, that who would occupy that city in the end times?
Yes. Now, Joe, also, are you still with me?
Yes, sir.
Henry just brought up something that you might want to address as well, and that is why globalism, internationalism is Satanism, as opposed to God's divine system of nationalism, of nations under his authority. And, you know, we know about the Tower of Babel, that attempt to create that one world system and how God destroyed it.
Mm-hmm.
But Henry was curious to know where in the various portions of the Old Testament, there are a few, you know, from, well, from Genesis actually beginning to Leviticus and so forth, where it is commanded, for instance, that we should disdain the coming together of a one world system under Satan's rule. Can you think of a few specific verses that would dispel that notion?
Yes. Let's go over to Zephaniah chapter 3.
Mm-hmm. And it's all through the Old Testament.
Oh yeah.
And the New also, by the way, does reflect a continuation in that regard as well to the Old.
Yes. Hang on a second, Rick.
Yeah, sure. That's okay. I can hear you flipping the pages.
Okay. Let's
Zephaniah,
go
you said?
Zephaniah, yes.
Yep.
Which means the hidden of Yah, the hidden of the Father.
Yeah.
And chapter 3 and verse 8. Now in this verse, in the Masorah, the Masoretic scribes made certain notations about this verse, that all the letters of the Hebrew alphabet are contained therein.
Mm-hmm.
And this implies in that verse that the whole purpose of God's plan for a true Israel, Israel meaning he who rules with the Father, and not those that claim to be rulers with the Father. You see, there's two fathers.
Yeah.
But this verse contains the answer to Henry's question. Therefore wait ye upon me, saith the Lord, until the day that I rise up to the prey. For my determination is to gather the nations. Gather the nations.
Yes.
That I may assemble the kingdoms. This is the kingdoms, all the nations of the world.
Mm-hmm.
One world system. He's gathering them.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the reason he's gathering them, Rick.
Yes.
Not for what they think.
No.
He's gathering them to pour upon them my indignation all at
yes.
the same time.
That's it, yes.
Even all my fierce anger for all the earth shall be devoured with the fire of my jealousy. You see, be comforted, people. Be comforted, because this is all part of the Father's plan. He's in control of this whole thing. Just pay attention to him.
Mm-hmm.
Just pay attention to him.
Absolutely.
And
you're right, Joe.
Your comfort will be there.
Yes.
And your strength will be there.
Yes.
The strength is going to be increased.
ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Rick Adams is back.
Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio.
Senator Vitter from Louisiana, of course, has exhibited some yeoman leadership here in opposing this. Of course, he's one of a handful of Republican senators who are basically taking the charge against the scum that are selling us down the river, like Mr. Lugar and a handful of other CFR cohorts who are more interested in embellishing their portfolios than they are in defending America. Obviously, they have no concern for what's right. Leslie in Virginia is next. Hello, Leslie.
Oh, hi, Rick. The fact of the matter is that these people testified under oath and gave false representation. Mm-hmm. That is the crux of the matter. Why aren't the laws being applied to these people, these officials, that you can say false representation, false statements? Some people use the words lying. Now, I think the hearing should be stopped and accountability needs to be issued at this point.
Well, we didn't see any accountability with the Bushes lying us into the war. And
Wait a minute. They don't have a monopoly on lying. Let's take Nancy Pelosi.
Well, they all lie.
Yes, but she campaigned, who is the House Speaker, which makes it horrible as well. She campaigned on the transparency of government, and she was anti-war. Well, Senator Webb from Virginia went to Nancy Pelosi and asked that the war powers be restored back to Congress. And guess what she said?
Mm.
No.
Right.
The first thing she did when she was elected was take impeachment off the table.
Yeah.
Now, a House bill has been presented for 479 and to have earmark reform. And that is to have accountability and transparency to the monies that these people are going behind closed doors. And I say it's buying votes without any public scrutiny. And this must stop because more money is being spent for this on these earmarks than our veterans' health care system, than the entire on these earmarks. And the point being is that she campaigned on this transparency, and guess what? She's in the top 10 using earmarks, and she has done absolutely nothing. Nothing. And also, this is the very same individual that several days ago that found the board offense so offensive. I'd like to remind Nancy Pelosi that a law was passed to have this fence built, a two-tier system, over 800 miles. So I want some laws to start being enforced with. This is the issue here. Our laws are not being enforced. Lying before Congress under testimony, giving false statements. Let's start right there. Nancy Pelosi campaigning on these issues, and meanwhile, she's in the top 10 using earmarks, no disclosure. I mean, this is an outrage. I mean, how much are we going to put up with? And it's interesting that not one Democrat has signed on to H.R. 479. Not one Democrat. And I want you to know that Virginia Fox this evening from the Republican from North Carolina and Marsha Blackburn from Republican from Tennessee did a marvelous job in getting this issue out.
Yeah.
But the people I blame, Rick, for putting up with this, because we don't have the laws are to be applied equally to everyone. I blame the American people for putting up with this nonsense, because what we're doing is not only putting our future generation doubling in debt and everything else, is that we're undermining our sovereignty, we're undermining the Constitution, we're undermining our freedoms, and I blame the American people. And they have got to start calling the Capitol, starting tomorrow morning with the Sea Treaty, and saying no. And the phone number there is 877-851-6437. Again, it's toll-free, 877-851-6437. And we have the House Resolution Bill 479, and that's for earmark reform. We have the right to know who is. We're sick and tired of them slipping these, bearing these the monies into the bills. It's very, very difficult to follow. We demand that it be put in the appropriations where it belongs, and that we have public hearings before these things are passed in the night. We're just tired of it. We want sunshine, which is a great disinfectant to corruption, and that's what we're dealing with.
No, you're right, and I'll give the numbers again to people. Who are new time listeners who don't.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law. Pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special. Call and ask about the free shipping offer until October 15th, 2007, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
The New World Order thought police are on the run because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
ARANAIR.US. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
And so, in my speech to the nation, whatever you want to call it, speech to the nation. I asked Americans to give 4,000 hours over the next, or the rest of your life, of service to America. That's what I asked. I said, 4,000 hours.
I think 4,000 lashes would be appropriate, don't you? Yes, he does. He agrees with me. Thank you, young John. Appreciate that vote of confidence. Well, in any event, this Law of the Sea Treaty, this lost treaty, is coming up. Within the next week, 2-3 weeks the most, they hope to be able to ram it through. And they hope they have the votes, the two-thirds majority necessary to do it. Well, you know, it's amazing when you think about it, huh? What a country. 100 senators, and you've got nearly a majority that could pass this treaty, willing to sell America down the road to no return, huh? willing to sacrifice their nation, their people, their heritage, yes, indeed, their own scripture, just on the altar of one-worldism and internationalism. Well, we can't let them do it. We shouldn't let them do it without a protest. And we must read and be armed with the information. And I tell you, Cliff Kincaid has done a pretty good job, too, on the forum, newswithviews.com. Just go to it, newswithviews.com. Let me get him on the show. I'm gonna see if I can get Cliff on. I'm going to try for this week. I mean, he's been on with all the nutcake shows, too, Hannity and Combs and the O'Reilly Factor. And he's been on a number of shows, Crossfire and so forth. He's pretty good. So I'm going to see what we can do about that. No question about it. Now, the number again to call, as Leslie has pointed out, is toll-free, 877-851-6437. And the toll number where I can guarantee you will get through without any hitches is 202-225-3121. All right, so you dial, you call your senators, and you tell them this Law of the Sea treaty cannot be supported. It must be relegated to the oceans once again, or the pastures. But it must be defeated. Now, you know, George Bush's administration is just nothing but a puppet of the New World Order, just as Roosevelt's was, and Wilson, and Truman, and Eisenhower, and all of them. Jimmy Carter, who admitted when he was running for president that he would fail the American people if you saw a guy like Cyrus Vance as Secretary of State and Zbigniew Brzezinski as his national security chief. Well, those were the two people that got appointed. He admitted it. Why? Because Jimmy Carter was a puppet. His administration was a puppet of these criminals. That's why. Now, George Bush has warned the nation of China. Now, I'm talking free China now, not the occupied dictatorship. He has warned Taiwan, China, real China, against offending communist China. Once again, Deputy Secretary of State John Negroponte has taken the unusual step of publicly warning Taipei, that's the capital of Taiwan, not to hold a referendum on whether to apply to the United Nations using the name Taiwan. This is very unusual. The State Department usually declines comment on such matters. And yet the story has been reported in official communist Chinese media. And the most thorough report comes from Charles Schneider and Ko Shuling in the Free Chinese Press, Taipei Times. Quote from the Taipei Times, U.S. Deputy Secretary of State John Negroponte said that the bid to enter the world body under the name Taiwan would be a move to change the status quo. The U.S. has signaled a major intensification of its campaign against President Chen Shui-bian's plan for a referendum seeking membership in the U.N. under the name Taiwan, warning publicly for the first time that it sees the referendum as a move toward independence. Now, that's George Bush, the anti-communist, the conservative, the right-wing administration of George Bush, in bed with the communist Chinese murderers, telling Taiwan, how dare you even think of independence from communist China? How dare you think anti-communist? Now, you know,
Taiwan has always been, nationalist China, free China, has always been a staunch friend of freedom and the United States, ever since the days of Chiang Kai-shek. Now, of course, you remember all of the reports of how Chiang Kai-shek was a dirty dictatorial pig, according to the Institute of Pacific Relations and other Marxist front groups. People like Edward R. Murrow would be broadcasting and basically smearing the Chinese leader. Chiang Kai-shek was a warlord, but Mao Zedong was an agrarian reformer. You see how they lied even then? Oh, my friends, their father is the father of all lies. George Bush is one of his children. He says, Taiwan shall not be Taiwan. Taiwan cannot enter the UN as Taiwan. Well, I don't want to see them come in the UN. I don't want to see us stay in the UN. But that's another point. What is Taiwan's official name? Taiwan is Nationalist China's official name. Now, George Bush is saying that we will not tolerate a free China. You remember when America stationed the fleet, our Pacific fleet, to protect not free China from communist China, but to protect communist China from a possible invasion once again of the mainland by Chiang Kai-shek's forces and the nationalist Chinese to liberate the mainland. You see, this government has always been on the wrong side of every war. You see, this government in Washington has always been a pro-communist, pro-Marxist, socialist government. From the days of Woodrow Wilson, Franklin Deficit Roosevelt, Mr. Truman, Eisenhower, all the way up to the present, nothing has changed. Only the names have changed to protect the guilty. America would never have had Red China today if it were not for the fact that Roosevelt's administration were totally and completely run by Soviet agents who propelled America into war through Pearl Harbor, and then who, after the war, had American boys dying in Korea and then Vietnam and all over the globe. But when Taiwan said, we want to see free China, liberate the mainland, every administration has fought it. Why? Because of the global Zionist elite at the very top, the very apex of this umbrella that runs the government of the United States and the governments of the world, who said, you liberate Red China and you'll sign your death warrant. And it took a Republican president, Richard M. Nixon, to open the door to communist China. And who was that religious scribe that was with Richard Nixon arm in arm, patting him on the back, saying, go for it, that if we can't have the Ten Commandments in our schools, we should have the thoughts of Chairman Mao? Why, it was Billy Graham. Billy Graham said that. I'll never forget it. And Richard Nixon was his Republican hobnobber. And he could do what Lyndon Johnson, Kennedy, or any of the others since Truman's betrayal of China to the communists could do. And that was to now legitimize that dictatorship, to extend the beginning of ping-pong diplomacy, if you remember. And then to have relations with communist China. Oh, they said, and they're still saying it now, we can't have the peace and freedom, and we got to have Red China in our backyard. We've got to have Red China as a growing nation, a transforming nation. So what if they've killed 64 million of their own people? Does it really matter to us? What's a real Holocaust worth? Now you get the picture? All throughout the previous century, you see the invisible hand of the Council on Foreign Relations, the invisible government, the children of Cain running the show, my friend. And that's why, you see, globalism and internationalism are antithetical. They're the opposite of what the Founding Fathers had intended in their writings and in their constitutional frameworks. Beware of foreign entanglement. Mind your own business. Neutrality first. But you see, my friends, if you don't have wars, you can't have profits. And if you don't have wars for profit, you can't have peace for profit. And if you can't have peace for profit, then you can't have more wars. And then more peace. Until finally, you create the framework for a one-world system. That's what they did. And that's where we are today. This Law of the Sea Treaty, lost, is bad news. Yes, it's bad news. But it follows in the succession of a whole line of bad news. And I thank God. I'm really grateful that the Lord has opened my eyes over the years. When I thought years and years ago, and I was a young man, I was in college, and I was a John Birch enthusiast and so forth, I said, hey, we're gonna support the anti-communist here, and we're gonna support them there, and we're gonna see if we can form a league, an alliance from Taiwan to Rhodesia and South Africa and Nicaragua and Chile under Pinochet, and we're gonna, and you know what? I realized how phony that argument was. All we had to do was to stop supporting communism. Stop supporting the New World Order. Call it what you want. Talmudism, Judaism, Zionism, communism, it's all the same. It's all in opposition to the scriptures. The whole intent of the scripture is a separated people. Israel was Israel because Israel was called of God. Mind your own business. Don't vex the stranger who comes within you, but neither let him lord over you. Lord over you. Well, that's what America has become today, a cesspool. We have allowed the alien to come in and to denigrate and to debauch our nation because we have sinned. As a nation, I'm sorry, but that's the way it is. Hey, we have not obeyed. And then we've twisted and turned the Constitution. We've allowed judges. We've allowed the Clintons, the Bushes, to turn it upside down. So it means the exact opposite of what it was written to convey, what it was meant to mean. Now is the opposite of what it was intended to be. You see, today, we have changed all of that. We have turned it on its head. No wonder we're fighting these issues. No wonder we have so much opposition. No wonder we have a Roman Senate on our hands with scoundrels and traitors from the days of Claiborne Pell to Lugar to Biden, Dodd, Kennedy, McCain, all of them. Ladies and gentlemen, there's nothing new under the sun. There is nothing new under the sun. This is the Roman Senate. We're dealing with a bunch of filthy traitors, scoundrels. And they need to be dealt with like scoundrels. So, we can't cut them any slack. I'm sorry. We cannot cut them an ounce of slack, ladies and gentlemen. Are you willing to do it? No, I'm not. This is too important. It's too important. This is just as important as the Amnesty for Illegals bill and all of the other bills that we have been exposing on the program. So don't you let the opportunity slip by this week. Get back on those phones and you call. And you tell your friends and your relatives who care, if there are any left, they better get off of their blessed assurances and start doing something now. Just for the sake of doing what's right. I mean, we are here to expose the evil that lurks among us and the unfruitful works of darkness. To reprove them, to rebuke them with all long-suffering, ladies and gentlemen.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 80% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
program tonight, and the number is 800-313-9443. Let me take a quick call here from Harry in Colorado. Hello, Harry.
Yeah, how you doing, Rick?
Good. Thank you.
I was very interested in what you were saying about that sea law. That's
yep.
Fantastic.
The treaty,
just,
yep.
Just one more thing that we're giving up our sovereignty over.
Sure.
Just one more thing among many.
You can see why these senators, you know, they have these portfolios and companies that don't mind because they can, you know, make the money, pay the tax, the so-called tax. It would be a fee, you know, or a contribution to the U.N. Body. And they can get a nice little benefit for themselves, can't they, huh?
Did I get that straight, that our corporations over here would be taxed for that, for the...
Yeah, well, that's part of the whole thing is that there would be... see, they don't want to call it a tax. They want to call it a contribution,
uh-huh.
a fee. They want to call it any other euphemistic name you can think of. But that's essentially what they would do, is we would hand over taxing authority to this bureaucracy of the United Nations, and they would have the final authority, essentially, to come up with a new world tax.
Well, I'll get on the senators about that, along with
yes.
the hate crime bill. I'm going to start calling. I've got a list of the senators, by the way, off the website. They're ones that are on the fence.
Yeah.
I'm going to be calling them. I got the list here in front
good.
Of me.
Good. Very
I've been
good.
Calling. I've called a few of them. I
yes.
wanted to remind you, do you remember the Columbine massacre?
Yep.
In,
who could forget that?
Where the, I think that those two boys, I believe one was... affiliated with Judaism, I believe the other
yes.
one was a Jewish kid.
Yes.
And he killed these 13 people, so 12 students and one
Feeble. Yes.
one teacher. He did that because of the hate for Christians. I think it was the Christianity. It was a hate crime, in other words.
Mm-hmm.
It's
mm-hmm.
basically what it was. And it was covered. It was covered up or it was closed. The file was sealed. By the request of the parents of the
they had a hatred for Jesus and for God, and he one of them I think it was Klebold who asked one of the victims before he shot her, "Do you believe in God? Do you believe in Jesus?" You know, that was the question that he asked.
Sure is. So what
and
we
of course
other
that was covered up by the media. They were more interested in banning guns than they were in banning these types of mindsets and the media that influenced them.
Well, if you listen to me, I think we ought to have a hate law crime put in for the Christians.
Yeah. Yes, on their behalf,
is,
yes.
This is an act of against Christianity.
Right.
Well, she may fade away in your hands, the birth of a new day. Rhymes that keep their secrets, fall behind the clouds, and there upon the rainbow is the answer to a never-ending story.
It's true.